Any more speed out of this thing, Tommy?
Not without wings, boss. Are we shaking them cops?
They're not gaining on us. Take this corner in case they get ideas about shooting.
Hold on. What now? Shall I head for the hideout?
Not yet. Just keep the wheel steady. Your arm okay?
Well, it hurts where that bullet went in, but it ain't bleeding much.
Good. We're only a couple of blocks from our place, but the cops don't know that. I'm gonna try and shoot one of their tires.
Go to it, boss. I ain't got no desire to get grabbed right now.
All right. Here goes. I got it, Tommy. I got it with the first shot. Take a look at the mirror. Look at that patrol car wobble.
Wow, that was close. All we had to do was get nabbed with this loot we're carrying. They'd throw a library at us.
You're not kidding. Okay, slow down right here. We're out of trouble.
Good thing that bullet of yours didn't crack the cop's car up. Then we'd have a murder thing hanging around. And they sure picked us up awful fast tonight, boss.
Accident could happen to anybody. A watchman spots us, fires a shot, hits you, and a patrol car happens to be passing. Yeah, we're lucky to get away, Tommy.
My rabbit's foot's working overtime lately. I'm going to have it soled and healed if we keep using it the way we have.
You and I are running into tough breaks, lad. But the next job we pull isn't going to have any risk attached to it. A lot of dough, no shooting, we don't even show our faces. How does that hit you?
Like a crossword puzzle. Unless... Hey, boss, we ain't going to work, are we?
Nah. We aren't going to do anything at all. Somebody else is going to do it, and our job is simply going to be sitting back and collecting $100,000.
$100,000 for doing nothing?
Yeah.
You feel all right, boss?
Sure. Hey, what's the idea of stepping on it, Tommy?
What's the idea? What do you think the idea is? If we're going to have to wait for $100,000, I want to get over to the hideout and start waiting as soon as possible.
According to J. Henry Wheeler, attorney for the... Ellen, you're not listening to me.
How can you tell, Vance?
You're typing and I'm trying to read this newspaper item to you.
I can type and listen. I'm typing while I'm talking to you, aren't I?
Yes, but talking is second nature to you. Listening requires concentration.
Sure, but typing doesn't. However, if it will make you happier with your secretary will stop.
Oh, Ellen.
All right. I thought you only objected to that when I did it with the inter-office buzzer.
If you want to know the truth, I don't object to it at all. It just leaves me suspended from everything until you hit the last boom. Fine thing. Boom, did a boom, boom, boom.
Vance?
Boom. Now you know what I mean. Ellen, listen to this. It's from this morning's Herald. It says, J. Henry Wheeler, executor of the will of Donald Burke, retired shipbuilder who died last month, says that he is satisfied that one of the missing Burke sons, heir to the fortune left by the deceased, has returned.
Wait a minute, Vance. I don't get it. The lawyer is satisfied that one of the sons is returned. What does that mean?
It means that Burke had two boys.
Yeah?
Both of whom left home years ago and were never heard from again. As I understand it, the old man was kind of a tyrant. The kids couldn't take his abuse and ran away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Burke left all his money, about $250,000, to the boys in the event they returned.
How is anybody to know that the son who came back is Burke's son?
Well, Wheeler, the attorney, is apparently satisfied that the man who claims half the inheritance is the missing Fred Burke. The article in the paper goes on to say that he's been in China for 10 years and has no idea where his brother Ben is, but believes him dead.
That's all?
That's right.
That's all I wanted to know. You don't mind if I go back to work, do you? The whole thing sounds rather dull, Vance. What you need is District Attorney Markham to call up with news of a murder. Said he'd call back, didn't he?
Yes, only that was about a will, not a murder. Whom would you like to find murdered?
The guy who wrote the newspaper piece.
Oh, really?
Now, Vance, please. Oh, don't go away. Hello.
Hello, Ellen. This is Markham. Vance there?
Oh, hello, D.A. Yes, he's here. Just a minute. Mr. Markham, Vance, here you are.
Thank you. Hello, Markham.
Now, Vance, this call is in the nature of a disappointment, I'm afraid.
No murder?
No murder. Merely a combination of circumstances that I don't like. Too much coincidence.
What is?
Have you been reading about the will of Donald Burke?
Well, you asked me to, and as a matter of fact, I've just been reading the story to Ellen. One of his sons has returned, I understand.
Yes, that's Fred. But Ben Burke has now made an appearance. Wheeler, the lawyer entrusted with the inheritance, just called me. He doesn't believe this Ben Burke is a legitimate brother at all.
Well, can't Fred identify him?
After 20 years, Vance?
Well...
Fred says he may or may not be his brother. The man who claims to be Ben knows all about the family and childhood of the Burks, but then that's been in all the papers.
Yes.
Wheeler is afraid that if Ben is not the legitimate brother, he'll be turning over $100,000 to an imposter.
Well, no question about that. Well, thanks for calling, Markham. I'll look into this.
Good. I thought you'd want to. Bye, Vance.
Bye.
Going out, Vance?
Yes, I'll phone you later, Ellen. Anything to say to me?
Just this. Well, Vance?
Do that again, Ellen. On the desk this time. Goodbye.
Oh.
Look, let me tell you this, whoever you are. This business of you pretending to be my brother isn't going to work.
Can you prove I'm not your brother, Fred?
How can I?
That's all there is to it, then. What's the matter? You want the whole $250,000 that the old man left for yourself?
Maybe. Maybe I'm just sure you aren't Ben. And maybe I'm getting a little tired of this conversation. Suppose you get out of here.
Suppose I don't. His house is half mine. Will be in a couple of days, anyhow.
If you don't get out, I'll throw you out.
Get somebody to help you and make it an even fight.
I don't need any help.
Start something and you find out.
All right, I will.
Come on, you get out of here.
All right.
Well, I wonder nobody heard me knock. I'm Philo Vance.
I wouldn't care if you were Dick Tracy. This is a private house and a private fight. Keep out of it.
Vance, I know you. I'm Fred Burke. This is the man who claims he's my brother.
Claims? Is he kidding?
Well, you're no more my brother than Vance here is. I'm going to call the police and have them throw you out of here and into jail.
20 years hasn't changed you, Fred. You're still a kid, a dumb, selfish, willful child.
Yeah?
Vance, listen, if you want to leave here, I'll go with you and tell you a couple of things on the way.
I wasn't thinking of leaving yet.
As a matter of fact, neither was I. This is my home. I'm staying here.
You're getting out of here. And if you don't, I will. In a couple of days, when I prove you're a phony, they'll throw you out of here.
Now, wait just a minute, Fred. If you're leaving, I'll go with you. You're the one I came to see.
Well, I'm leaving, all right. And if you're coming, come with me now. Well, I'm ready.
I'm with you, Fred. And Ben, or whoever you are, I'm making you a promise. I'll be seeing you.
Be seeing me, Willie.
Yeah?
Joe?
That's right.
Just want to give you a little report. Your idea is great so far.
Sure it is. This is the way I planned it. Nobody's going to know you aren't the real Ben Burke. What's with this phone call?
Just wanted to tell you that you'd better have some more answers ready. Philo Vance just left this house with my brother, Fred. Think he's going to go to work on me, Joe.
Oh, he is
yeah.
he? Well, we'll take care of him.
Okay.
You better hop back here so we can make some plans. I've got 100,000 reasons for not wanting Philo Vance to investigate you.
Well, Joe, you got any ideas?
A couple. The afternoon paper gave me one.
What's in it?
Tell you in a minute. Right now I'm thinking about Vance. Let's see now. You're supposed to be the missing brother. Fred can't prove you're not, but maybe Vance can.
All I know is he don't know a thing about me. Nobody does. Been out of town for 15 years.
I know that. That's why I sent for you. Should be a pushover for you to claim you're the missing brother. Anything you want to know about the guy you're supposed to be was in the papers.
Nah, I read up on it. Well, what about the newspaper you're talking about? I want to give you an idea.
Oh, man. Look, here...
Boss, help me. Help me.
Tommy, what happened to you?
A guy bumped into me in a crowded movie. Knocked the bandage loose from my arm. You know where I got shot. Help me, boss. I'm bleeding to death.
Get his coat off. We got to work fast.
Okay, I'll help.
Give me that shirt of his, will you? All right. I'll take this strip and tie it above the bullet hole. Now, stop whimpering, Tommy. You were stupid enough to get into a crowd. Be quiet so I can fix you up.
Tourniquet, Joe?
Sure, what else? It'll stop the bleeding.
Don't do it, boss. Don't do it. Don't put no tourniquet on my arm. It'll kill me.
Shut up. You know what a tourniquet is?
No.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
A couple more twists of the shirt, stuff around your arm, the bleeding will stop. Hand me that coat hanger there, will you?
Okay. Here you are.
And just twist it around a couple of times.
Hey, that hurts.
It hurts, but it'll stop the bleeding. All right, go on in the bathroom, get cleaned up.
Okay.
And get a rag and clean this blood from the rug.
Okay, boss. Anything you say.
That's what I like about this place. Always so nice and quiet. Now, let's see, where were we?
We were trying to dream up a way to convince Vance that I'm really Ben Burke. Something about today's newspaper.
Yeah, that's right. Have you seen the afternoon papers?
No, what's in them?
Only one thing we care about. Yeah, take a look. The story here. A reporter says that old man Burke left some word as to how to identify the older son. That's who you're supposed to be. And whatever it is he left is in that lawyer's safe.
Wheeler's safe, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, how come the reporter knew about it?
He interviewed old man Burke just before he died. It's logical enough.
Yeah.
Friend, how much out of practice are you?
You want me to open Wheeler's safe?
That's right. We get a look at that paper, shut the safe, and Fred Burke's mouth at the same time.
Do you think this will work, Vance?
I don't know. When you're trying to anticipate human reactions, Markham, you're never sure. You can only try to lead people on to committing themselves. That's why I had that phony story planted in the newspapers. And that's why we're en route to Mr. Wheeler's office right now.
It's your theory that the man who pretends to be Ben Burke will try to get at Wheeler's safe and learn just what it is that will positively identify him.
Mm-hmm. Ninth floor, Mr. Wheeler's office, 928. Watch your step.
Thank you.
And 928, he said.
Yes.
That's right here.
Yes, and there's a light on in the office. Somebody's working late.
I hope that's what it is. Come on, Markham.
Right. Vance, look.
I see. It's Wheeler, the lawyer. Help me untie him, Markham.
I will. I'll take his gag off while you're working on the ropes. There, Mr. Wheeler. I'm District Attorney Markham. Tell us what happened. Mr. Wheeler... He doesn't answer, Vance.
Probably stunned. Apparently, he was hit on the head by whoever it was that tied him up. But look over there by the safe. It's a man lying on his back and shot through the chest.
Yes.
Take a look at that fellow, Markham. Ever see him before?
No.
I have. It's the man who wanted to be known as Ben Burke.
Oh?
Apparently he came up here to rifle this safe, which is just what I figured he'd do if he were a phony.
Vance, I know what happened now. This man, whoever he is, came up here with a Confederate.
Yes.
He went to work on the safe. Wheeler came in, saw him, and shot him as he was bending over the safe.
Uh-huh.
This man's Confederate then hit Wheeler over the head and tied him up. Oh, look, Vance, Wheeler's moving. Mr. Wheeler? Mr. Wheeler?
My head.
Mr. Wheeler, this is District Attorney Markham, and I'm Philo Vance. Tell us what happened.
Came in office. Man at safe. Saw his back. Shot him. Got hit on head. That's all I remember.
You see, Vance, I was right. I told you exactly what happened, didn't I? This dead man isn't Ben Burke at all. He's an imposter. Our case is ended.
You told me what you thought happened, Markham. And apparently what Mr. Wheeler here says bears out your story. But actually it doesn't. Wheeler didn't kill this man. And because he didn't, our case is just beginning.
This is District Attorney Markham. The brotherly murder case concerns the killing of a man who pretended to be Ben Burke, one of two brothers who, after having been missing for 20 years, returns at the death of their father to claim an inheritance. Vance has planted a newspaper story which indicates that positive proof of the older brother's identity is in Lawyer Wheeler's office safe. And it was in front of this safe that the alleged Ben Burke was found, shot. Vance has gone back to his office after stating he doesn't believe Wheeler has killed the man who claimed...
You see, Ellen, the lawyer couldn't possibly have shot the man.
The lawyer's story was that he came in his office and saw a man standing over the safe. He saw only the man's back and he fired. But the man we found had a bullet wound in his chest. There was no mark on his back.
In that case, what happened to Wheeler's bullet? Or did he just make up the whole story?
Wheeler missed when he shot. We found the bullet he fired in the wall of his office. Now, let's start with the knowledge that the dead man was not Ben Burke, as he claimed. Who could have shot him?
First, let's find out who he was, Ben.
We know that already. He was an ex-safecracker, missing for years.
Oh.
His fingerprints were on file at headquarters.
In that case, I know the whole story.
Well, I hope it's more accurate than Markham's idea of what happened in that shooting.
You want to listen or you want to talk?
Go ahead.
Well, this ex-safecracker was brought out of hiding to open that safe. And as soon as he did the job, whoever hired him killed him. And whoever that was now has the proof of how Ben Burke can be identified. Simple?
That's very cute. Only two things wrong with it, Ellen.
What?
One, there was no proof in the safe. And two, whoever hired the man to pose as Ben Burke wouldn't kill him after hiring him.
In that case, either the lawyer or the legitimate brother Fred Burke killed him.
Well, what would you suggest we do about finding out?
I did my share. From now on, it's up to you. You take it from here, Vance.
This the room where you doctor up accident patients?
Yes. You'd better sit down, young man. We'll take care of that arm.
I ain't got no time to have no arm taken care of. Just fix it so it stops bleeding.
Of course we will. Now, please sit right where you are while I take a look at it now.
Okay.
There we are.
Hey, Doc, don't. Huh? Don't take off that bandage. I'll bleed to death.
Well, how did you get this wound?
I'll fix it up. Don't ask no questions.
But I've got to ask a few. We've got to report this to the police.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't want anything to do with no cops. Huh? They'll tie me up to that Ben Burke murder. Get your hands off me. Get them off.
Now, look, you've got to sit there until I can get them.
I said let go. You should have let go. Now I got to get out of here and get a phony doc to take care of me.
You're not going to leave here until I can...
Hey, look. Look at me. I only got one good arm and I knocked this guy stiff.
Of course I want to help you, Vance, but how can I? I've told you and I've told Markham 100 times that I don't know what my real brother Ben would look like. I knew what he looked like when he was 16, but, well, that's the last time I saw him.
The man who claimed to be your brother was found shot to death in the office of your father's lawyer. You know that.
Yes, the district attorney phoned and told me. I knew he wasn't my brother, and I know why he went up to Wheeler's office.
Yes?
He wanted to find out what identification my father left. Identification that was supposed to be in Wheeler's safe.
Weren't you interested?
Why should I be? My father left no identification. And even if he had, it wouldn't concern me. It was to the other person's advantage to find what was in that safe. Well, the newspapers plainly said the identification concerned Ben Burke.
Yes, I know. You realize, of course, that you're a suspect in this murder.
Me? Me?
Yes.
Well, why would I kill this man? For what reason?
To avoid splitting the inheritance. As it is, the entire $250,000 goes to you.
The money goes to me anyhow. I knew it would go to me. I knew that man wasn't my brother, and eventually I would have been able to prove it.
Well, perhaps that's right.
Yes, I'm glad I was able to track you down.
Oh, hello, Markham. Come in, will you? You know Fred Burke.
Of course.
Hello. Vance, we have a lead on the Ben Burke killing.
Have you, Markham? Tell me about it.
A fellow showed up at the Harrison Hospital a little while ago with a bullet wound in his arm. He broke away from the intern who was trying to treat him when the intern said he'd have to report the wound to the police.
How does that tie up to the murder case we're on?
As he was struggling with the intern, he said something about not wanting the police to get word about him because then he'd be tied up with the Ben Burke murder.
Oh, I see. Where is this young man now?
Well, it was simple to track him. He got in a taxi parked in front of the hospital. We checked all the cabs and found out where he was taken. It's a shack down near the waterfront. I thought I'd report to you before we closed in on it.
I'm glad you did. Because you realize, of course, that you have no proof against this fellow.
Yes, I know.
Well, let's go get him. We'll worry about the proof later.
Vance, I'd like to go with you.
You, Mr. Burke? Why?
Excitement. I'm bored to death sitting around here. Take me with you.
Have you a gun?
No, but I've got a pretty good pair of hands. Well, what do you say?
All right, Fred. Before the night's over, a couple of hands may come in mighty handy.
Hold still. All right. How's that feel now, Tommy?
Better.
Better, Joe. You ain't sore because I ran out of here and tried to get in the hospital, are you?
It's okay.
I got scared. I got real scared. I thought I was going to bleed to death, boss, but when they wanted to report me to the cops, I scrammed. I done right, huh?
Yeah, you did. Now that arm better heal in a hurry. Yeah. We've got to go back to doing stick-ups, and I need you to drive the car, and you need two hands for that.
I'll drive it one eye for you, boss, if you want. But what happened to this gimmick of yours where we were going to make that $100,000 doing nothing?
Ah, that blew up when Pete got shot at Wheeler's office.
Oh, so that's what it was. You got him to pretend like he was Ben Burke. In that case, why did you kill him?
Don't move, either of
what?
You.
What?
Come on in, Vance, there? Burke. That question your friend just asked you is one thing I'd like the answer to. Why did you kill this fellow Pete who was masquerading as Ben Burke?
Hey, Joe, who's this?
That's Markham, district attorney. Next to him's Philo Vance, the other bum, I don't know.
He's Fred Burke, but I'm still waiting for an answer to my question. We heard enough outside the door to tie you two up with the murder, but I thought you might tell us why you did it.
Who said I killed Pete?
Well, your friend here just asked you why you did it. That seems to imply you did it, doesn't it?
Does it? Tommy, listen to this, huh?
Yeah, boss.
Tommy, why did you shoot Abraham Lincoln?
I shot Abe.
You hear that, Markham? I just asked Tommy why he killed Lincoln. That means he killed him?
Just a minute, my cute friend.
All right, Vance, what's with you?
You hired a safecracker named Pete to impersonate the missing Ben Burke. You told him to go to Wheeler's safe and get the identification papers you thought were there. But you found out he was going to double-cross you, and so you killed him.
If you say so, Vance, you must have proof, and that's enough for me. Come on, you two, you're coming with us.
Oh, no, we're not. Come on, Tommy, they won't shoot. We'll make a break.
You're making nothing!
Well, quite a right hand you have there, Mr. Burke.
Yes, isn't it?
You flattened our friend very nicely.
Look, nobody clipped me here. I don't know nothing. I didn't see nothing. Besides, look at me. I'm wounded. See? My arm wounded.
We won't hurt you. However, we will take you downtown with us, you and your friend here, when he wakes up. Well, Vance, that's that, I believe.
Are you indicating that we've reached the end of the brotherly murder case?
Of course. You yourself said
I just wanted to see what reaction my words would have, Markham. This Joe individual didn't kill the man pretending to be Ben Burke.
He didn't? Well, then who did murder the man who claimed to be my brother?
You did.
Me? Are you kidding? Why would I kill him? How would I kill him? And even if I did, how could you possibly know?
You told me.
I?
Not in words, but you told me just the same. You actually told me something just as important when you did. You told me that you aren't Fred Burke.
What?
That you, too, are an imposter.
Why, you...
Arrest him, Markham, for murder. And for not being half as clever as he thought he was.
Go ahead, Vance. I'll take notes while you dictate.
All right, Ellen, but not on the typewriter. You always play games, and it's very distracting.
More distracting than I am?
No. But you don't make any noise while I'm talking. Generally.
Generally.
And let's keep it that way, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Notes on the brotherly murder case. I knew the man pretending to be Fred Burke was not Fred Burke, because I knew it was he who killed the man pretending to be his brother, Ben Burke.
Oh, brother. Does that make sense?
It will when I cut it down like this. Fred Burke told me that there were no papers in Lawyer Wheeler's safe that could identify his older brother.
Uh-huh.
Now, how could he know there were no papers unless he went through the safe?
No way.
Okay. Then that's cleared up. Now, why did he go through the safe?
Don't look at me. I'm just taking notes.
He did it because he was afraid the man posing as his brother was the real Ben Burke. And if he were, and if he found the papers establishing his identity, he might also find the papers that could have identified the real Fred Burke.
Yes?
All this was on his mind when he crept up to Wheeler's office, only to find our friend Pete there before him, bending over the open safe.
Well, but where does Wheeler come into this?
Now don't rush me. The phony Fred Burke shot Pete as he knelt before the safe. Then he went through the papers in the safe and was there when Wheeler walked toward his office. Pete was dead, but Fred propped him in front of the safe and hid behind the door.
Uh-huh. Then Wheeler came in, saw somebody at a safe, and fired.
Fired and missed. The man who claimed to be Fred Burke didn't give Wheeler another chance. He hit him on the head and tied him up.
Phew. And all this happened because you gave the newspapers a phony item about there being proof of identification in Wheeler's safe.
Well, I had to do something to force a move from the bogus Ben Burke. I'll tell you honestly, I didn't know that Fred was an imposter. But it all came out in the wash.
It sure did. That the end of the notes, Vance?
Yes, Ellen.
Good. That means it's also the end of the brotherly murder case. ¶¶